broadcast is live. This is GLS episode number 25, and we're starting now in 3, 2, 1.
This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
I forgot that I had changed pitch on. I was playing around with a couple of songs before the show in the pre-show, and I forgot that I had changed the pitch on one of my broadcasting tracks. And yes, I forgot to put it back. So now all you got is, oh, I can do this real time too. So now you've just got me going, oh, hey, this is the Generic Live Show. Yeah, now you got me saying that. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. But onwards and upwards, the pitch excluded. We're going to do something crazy. We're going to do something absolutely crazy. Oh, here we go. We're shuffling the news. So when you hear this noise, we're gonna shuffle the news. But when you hear this noise, we're closing a news article. That's right. We're gonna spend a bit of time on each news article, but we got the full hour here with the commercial break in the middle. You know, normal. I like this fully fledged hour long show format. I might do a poll later on in the week to see who likes this format and who doesn't like this format. But again, when you hear this noise, we're closing an article. And when you hear this noise, we're shuffling the news. That's when things get serious. Hopefully, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna deliberately make the mid. I'm gonna deliberately make the mid bumper. My mid bumper not be my voice and be a higher pitched version, just to equal it out, excuse me. And by the way, if you want to ask questions or ask your opinions on any of these news stories, we've got a lot to get through, any of these news stories throughout the show, you can use the Q&A feature and able to hang out, or you can join the chat room at chatfondamedia.net/live. Oh no, here we go, we're closing this article down, here we go. That's right, we've closed that, and we're going to shuffle the news. That's right, we're shuffling the news. Let's see what comes up. Drum roll. Grant Denyer! That's right, Grant Denyer comes up in the news. He's so... this is a family-friendly show. I can't say that word on this program. Damn, I can't say that word on this program. Oh, well. But Grant Denyer is so... is so effing done. Yeah, I can say that, can't I? Yeah, I can say that. I can say effing. I can say effing on this show. Effing done with Australia right now. So, and this... See, the thing is, this requires some context. So, lovable, affordable host of Channel 10's Family Feud here in Australia, Grant Denyer, is so done right now. Yeah, right. First, Grant is very upset with Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who last night managed to delay marriage equality for Australia for some time, but at the same time attacked Channel 7 for playing its new show, Cats Make You Laugh Out Loud, and over 1 million people watch that show. Oh my god. By the way, this. I love the fact that Seven dumped its show that was on the previous time slot, Restaurant Revolution, and replaced it with Cats Make You Laugh Out Loud, and got 1.5 million viewers. It's great. But Grant Daniel Flissick of the BS in Australia, he thought he'd let you know. His tweet says, quote, "Am I still asleep? Did Marriage Equality just get blocked? And cat videos nearly get 1 million views last night." Beep it. I give up. So that's his response. That's his response to that. So yeah, have fun. Have fun with that. And yeah, you know. Well, you know. I want to read this news story because it's kind of transgenderly related, and it's also in this recent shuffling of the news. We're going to shuffle the news every 10 minutes here on GLS. We do promise, we're not promising that, but around every 10 minutes, we're going to shuffle the news. The decision made a special joint party room meeting that ran for over 5 hours on Tuesday afternoon and evening could delay the reform until next year's election. That's right. Australia loses once again. Yay! Reform, it's a wonderful thing. Reform, oh, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful world. However, Prime Minister Tony Abbott suggested the matter could be discussed by an entire coalition government, not just Liberal MPs, called the afternoon meeting. Yeah, well, after the Speaker of the debate, Abbott suggested the coalition would pressure a popular vote in the form of a referendum, vote for a constitutional change, or, I can't politicize a non-binding national vote after next year's election. Quote! I come to the view that I believe this is the party room view. This is the last term in which the coalition party room will be bound, Abbott said. Quote, "The deposition of the party room this evening is that our position is going to the next election and should be a subsequent term of parliament. This is a matter that should rightly be put to the Australian people." Christine Foster is very disappointed. Oh no, she's very disappointed. So once again, and I can rant on this for a matter of time, and maybe I will on another show, because this is not the show for that. Because this is where we're shuffling news. We're playing news roulette here on GLS. But the thing is, yeah, gay marriage just got blocked by the Abbott government again. No, well, it just didn't get blocked. It got rejected. It got pushed back. Am I still asleep? Oh no, okay. That's just repeating the. By the way, I like some of the reactions that I'm getting. Last night on Spelling Bee, Grant Genius Dana said, quote, "You misspelt it by just one letter. Sometimes in spelling, one letter makes all the difference." Oh no. This is the same person who is making political judgments about gay marriage, says that spelling, one letter can make all the difference in spelling. Yes. Yes, Grant Dana, it can. It can make all the difference, because turns out that one letter can make all the difference, because we call it spelling. We're closing the news article on that one. We're not shuffling the news yet, though. We've got, well, let's take care of this one. Chinese cobra is currently trending. That's what came up on the first shuffle. Baby snake with two heads found on farm in Yaomen, China, reports said. A snake breeder discovered the baby two-headed Chinese cobra on his farm, People's Daily Online reported. He has handed over the various venomous snake to naming due to prolong its survival. Yes, that's right. Huh. This is interesting. But nightmarish, right? You don't want a snake that has two heads. That's definitely not advisable for anyone under any circumstances ever. One head is bad enough, and in this case, two heads is not better than one. And no, yes. Yes. Two heads, I don't know. A two-headed snake. There are pictures, so, I mean, in picture it didn't happen, but you know, a Chinese a mutant, it's currently being known as a mutant snake, but I'm bringing up a full news article to talk about it. But see, a two-headed snake, I mean, see, this is the thing. When you play news roulette, you can go everything from a TV personality saying that spelling makes all the difference, Chinese cobra, two-headed snakes. They're venomous, by the way. I just want to put that out there. After 10... The cobras are alive and growing after 10 days despite not eating or drinking. What? Why are they not eating or drinking? That seems kind of strange. This is Daily Mail. I made the joke first, Daily Mail. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. That's right. A snake breeder who is known as Mr. Hung found the... Yeah, I said that already. So they haven't been eating or drinking. The second head begins... Oh, creep fest. The second head begins 3/4 up the snake's body and can move independently. Oh! It can move independently? In fact, both heads have their own brain, meaning they can try and move in opposite directions. Oh, that'd be creepy. Sometimes two-headed snakes will attack each other and try and even swallow each other. Ooh, no. That's gross. That's horrific. Why would anyone want that in their life? Yes! No, I don't want that in my life at all. Why would you want that? Why would you want that in your life? That doesn't sound like something that should be in your life at all. Ever. But anyway. Oh, this is... Wow. Huh. I'm not watching this video. Chinese cobras normally grow to length between 1.2 to 1.5 meters. Well, that's okay then, because... They don't grow to be ginormous. Ooh. They don't. What is going on? My mic is being terrible. Huh. What? Huh? Strange. Can you still... Yeah, you can still hear me. My mic's just being weird. Hang on. All right, testing. Test. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2. Yeah. It's not working. Fantastic. Damn it. Why? Why does it... Why? Why does it... Why does it have to be this way? It doesn't have to be this way. This is me talking off my room right now. It's better. It's better it's than better what than it was. Do I go with the remake, though? Do I really want to?
I would just move in closer.
It's better. Wow.
It sounds like I'm 50 feet away. But anyway.
Well, so that, this is all good. But no, I find that, yeah, this is a terrifying story, but, you know, who really, you know, who's really counting? I mean, it's a two-headed snake. We're gonna do this. Here we go. That's right, we're shuffling the news. Let's see what comes up next. We're shuffling the news. Oh, no. Oh, I feel sad what come up. In celebrity news, oh, I feel bad now. Jennifer Hawkins, former Miss Universe's mother, is to undergo kidney surgery. Aww, now I feel bad. Why do I feel bad? No, I feel horrible because... I'm gonna... Okay, let's see... If that works.
It does work.
Yay. Okay. So, I feel bad. Aw. Her mother's going through a kidney kind of... That's kind of sad, right? Oh, whoops. Anyway. Aw, damn it. I lost my place. But no, Hawkins' mother is set to undergo surgery Thursday, hours before model walks the runway for Maya Spring Summer 2016 fashion launch, her manager confirmed to the Daily Telegraph. Aww. She's diagnosed with kidney cancer. Aww, that's sad. And by the way, this is kind of the... first time that she's kind of dealt with private matters in the public spectrum, because Hawkins is normally a pretty reserved person for the most part. Because you know her runway stuff is kind of separate from her non-runway stuff. Her private life is a better way to say that, I guess. But I don't know. It's tough though when someone in the family is kind of going through cancer. But the point, another thing is, should Hawkins be doing this or should she be with her mother at this time in need? I mean, it's kind of a tough call on what one does in this kind of situation as well, so you know, it's tough.
It's not easy at any stretch
of the imagination as well. So, but we're gonna close this and open up a new one. So here we go, closing the news door. That's right, we've closed the news story, and we're opening up a new one. Let's see what we got here. Fat Wallet is trending. Okay. The graphic from Fat Wallet ranks over 50 and fictional ships by speed, starting with NASA's Voyager 1 and ending with the Heart of Gold from Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Huh. Okay, this is fun. This is a fun story. Yay, fun stories! So what is the fastest fictional spaceship in the universe? Asks. IFL Science. There you go.
So the respective ships. So we got the Voyager 1, NASA at 0 G's. The Discovery 1, from 2001, A Space Odyssey, at 0.00002 G. Red Dwarf from the Red Dwarf is at 0.000033 G. The Ragnarok from Final Fantasy. What would that be? 1 for 6, 3 for 7, 8. Final Fantasy 8. I don't do Roman numerals, people. 0.0015 G. The DeLorean at 0.34 G from Back to the Future. Let's just go down here to some of the faster ones. The Event Horizon from Event Horizon at 30 G. Swordfish 2 from Cowboy Bebop. I love that movie. Is it 50 G? Project Orion, is it 100 G? Death for Humans, is it 100 G? Really? Okay. First of all, we cannot be considered the fastest ship in the universe when we die. Second of all, the fighters in Star Wars always beat out at 1,400 G. And the large, the acceleration of a portion of the Large Hadron Collider is one, God, what would that be? 1.9 billion G's. Anyway, a billion G's. Wow. And just a couple of ones that are faster than the speed of light. We got the Fireball XLL5. We got the Ark from the Transformers movies with 115 C. The USS Enterprise, 512 C, when it goes into warp drive. The USS Voyager as well. Holy crap. Oh. Planet Express from Futurama goes, God, these are really numbers, but the top three that are speeder, here we go, this will make your heart warm. Planet Express from Futurama, the TARDIS from Doctor Who, and Heart of God from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with the Improbability Drive. Aww, isn't that nice? That just makes your heart warm, doesn't it? Doesn't it though? Anyway, let's see. We're closing the door on that, and we're going to shuffle the news for one final time before we take our break here. Oh, what was that?
I don't want to know what that was.
But we're shuffling the news. That's right. We're shuffling the news. And by the way, some of these stories weren't in there when, you know, when we started the I've got to be careful that I know which one I've actually done. Let's do a story that doesn't really require our attention. August 12th marks People's Day in Queensland as part of the annual regional show. So that's fun, right?
The regional show is on.
Because, you know, that's always fun.
I hate when I have mic troubles.
But we're going to push through. But anyway, yeah. People's Day is a public holiday for Queensland and marks the cultural significance of the state's largest event. The Royal Queensland Show takes place from August 7th to August 16th, with the 12th being the public holiday. And there's a bunch of photos here that is, you know, it's heartwarming to see that the Ecker is still going strong after all these years. And there's also stuff from, you know, strawberry musks that, you know, you can make at home, which is always exciting. But, of course, the Queensland Police Service that has to go, you know, He's always reminding us, don't drink and drive, people. Please, please do not drink and drive. It is highly illegal. Please, please, please do not go. Okay. Please do not do that. It's highly unlikely that you will, because we know you're smart people, but just in case you're inclined to do so. But yeah, you never know, some people are kinda stupid. We're gonna go with Penny Wong next is the next thing that's trending. Brandis, oh, we all know Brandis, yay. George Brandis, yay. Calls Labour Senator shrill and hysterical. Oh, Lord. Brandis told Wong to calm down, saying that he could be heard over her injections in question time. Or couldn't be heard, sorry. Quote, I'm off to my office to have a cup of tea. A Bex and a lay down, Wong responded on Twitter. Oh, no. Well, you know. It's Lord, it's, yeah, wow, okay. Attorney General Robert Brandis has been taken to task by calling Labour Senator Penny Wong shrill and hysterical. What do you think? Sky News asks the question, what do you think of the comments? Well, what do I think about the comments? Well, you know, you kind of have to. It's a heated day. Oof. It's a heated day in Parliament. So you got to expect these sorts of things to happen. I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of can't go into Parliament on a day where you're going to be potentially saving the world and then expect everything to be hunky-dory. But, you know, you do have to try and keep a even mind. I mean, seriously. But anyway. Here's a reaction prompted by Senator Di Nelly to a Chris Bender's withdraw his comments. Quote, I'd like to invite Senator Bender to reflect on some of the language he has used at this chamber. According to everyone, shill and hysterical is upcoming of a government minister. Lord. Hashtag dinosaur. Hashtag Senate. Nice. One more story here before we go to a break. One more story here. We're not shuffling the news. But one more story here. But here's some more, provided a shuffling doesn't kick them off. Google has made some huge, huge shuffles. We'll tell you more about those, and we'll also tell you about the Chinese yen. When we get back, we're gonna shuffle the news, though. That's right, we're going to shuffle the news when we get back from our break. As we continue, that's right, we're going to talk about Google having some shifts and the Chinese currency crashing, and we're going to shuffle the news when we get back. And we're going to see what else becomes in our shuffling. But remember, we're going to close this story first. That's right, we've closed the Penny Wong story. The Wong story, if you will. I shouldn't make fun of her name. So as we continue here on a Wednesday GLS, this is fun. If I wasn't having so many technical difficulties, it's fun just sitting here and chewing the fat with no one else on the other end of the line. It's so much fun. I'd recommend it almost. So we continue. It's 10:30.
CJ Boat here from Small Screen Spoiler Show and the Geek.io Show, here to tell you about my brand new album, The Chronicles of Athelor, The Heart of the Deimos. Do you like post-apocalyptic fantasy novels? Then this is something for you. In this world, I spin a tale of fantastic creatures, vengeful gods, and even a cyborg dragon. Chronicles of Athelor, The Heart of the Deimos tells an engrossing story set in a rich and fleshed-out universe, and it deserves a place on your list. Head on over to geek-io.net/Athelor and pre-order the novel now for just $4.99. That is geek-io.net/athalor.
Listener of this program, you can help us become more than what we already are. I know, it's a revolution. Hold on to your butts, because I'm about to give you a URL address that could change our lives. Not really, but it would help us out tremendously if you went over to geek-io.net/support, so we can do a lot more than what we're actually doing now. That website actually has a lot of links on it where you can help us out monthly through Patreon at our Patreon site at patreon.com/geek.io, or you can help us out once off by supporting those who support us. But then you can become the ones who support us, who support you, who support us. It's supportception. To continue this supportception, it's in your hands. Go to geek-io.net/support to keep this ever long cycle of support up. Thank you.
Hi, this is JD. You know me from How It Stacks and other popular things that haven't quite caught on yet. But something that has caught on, that would be Think Geek. And everybody loves Think Geek because you can get Han Solo ice cubes, Daleks, sonic screwdrivers. Hell, I'm drinking a screwdriver now. But only because, you know, I love Think Geek. And you can get all of those things except for, you know, a screwdriver at geek-io.net/thinkgeek. And once again, I'm JD from How It Stacks and other things.
Want a custom computer? Want to run the latest games at the highest graphics with no lag? Want to build a computer that can make and edit movies or videos like them there professionals? Pugin Systems has your solution. Go to geek-io.net/Pugin to build a brand new custom computer. We'd like to thank Pugin Systems for their support of the Geek.io Network.
ProXPN. ProXPN is a super secure VPN that believes you should be able to use the internet how you want to. By encrypting all traffic that goes through it, it keeps all of your data private. Your IP is completely hidden, so your location is secure and appears wherever you want it to. Keeps you safe from all of those silly cable six strike rules and more. Keep your traffic safe. Go to ProXPN.com and use Geek20. 20% off of their already really low prices starting at $6.25 a month.
We want to thank ProXPN for your support of the Geek.io Network.
Found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Episode number 25. We are back. Oh my gosh. Live radio, it is so hard. I have done live radio for a while now. And not only this show, just in other incarnations, but oh my god, I've never actually muted my microphone throughout a commercial break. Ever. Under any circumstances, have I ever muted my microphone? We're gonna shuffle the news. That's right, we're shuffling news. You know what, today's GLS, we're shuffling news. Hey, okay, we got something new in the news. Yeah, well, you never know if you shuffle the news. You never know if you're gonna get something special. Greece is in the news, just kind of in the news. Just trending, I should say. Greek Prime Minister Alex Tsipras called for an emergency section of Parliament to take up a bill which is expected to be voted on next 2 days, the Associated Press reports. Greece says it has a new bailout deal. What does that mean? It means it has a new bailout deal. You know what I'm gonna do? Let's do that. Let's see if that solves all of our problems. No, not really. But you know what? It's worth a shot. It's worth it. Okay, so Greece has a new bailout deal. Greece and its creditors have completed negotiation on terms with a third bailout package. The deal worth 86 million euros, $95 billion. It still receives a stamp of approval by Eurozone leaders. It's expected to be finalized in the next few days. The European Commission President Dean Claude Juncker is set to talk to the German Chancellor Angelina Merkel and French President Fabrice Holli on Tuesday. Greece and France are the biggest contributors to the Greek bailout. In their agreement, the deal is crucial. Well, I wonder why. They're going to be bailing Greece out again. So I wonder why their input is so important. You know, it's strange. Quote, the institutions and the Greek authorities have achieved an agreement in principle on a technical basis. Now, the next step, a political assessment has been made, or will be made, the European Commission spokeswoman Enka Belkit said. We just have to pass more economic reforms in order to receive the money. It has agreed to overhaul its pension system, increase taxes, and adopt Europe-wide banking rules and transfer up to 50 million euros worth of assets to an independent fund. Excuse me. Wow. Wow. That sounds like a tough deal. But you know what I mean? Like, Greece needs a tough deal. By the way, we're shuffling the news, and we've come across this now. We shuffled the news, and it literally wasn't in the list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stories we have here that is constantly trending on social media. It's one of the
you know, 10 stories that just popped up. Oh, Greece, there you go. Well, you know, yeah, it's the story of my life, just constantly appearing. In that shuffle, oh, hang on, we gotta close that story. That's right, we've tightly closed that story. Well, there's no, you know, Greece hasn't come to close the deal, but, you know, we're moving on from that. So Google, by the way, has announced massive change to its business by implementing a new structure in which Google will become a subsidiary of a new company called Alphabet. Larry Page, Google's co-founder and former CEO, will now take over the CEO of Alphabet. Sundar Pichai, Google's product kingpin, has now risen to be the ranks past several years and is now Google CEO. Based on what we heard from a Google employee, it sounds like Pichai is a natural fit for the job. Marit Huffert, a partner of the venture capital firm Quest Venture Partners, who worked for Google for 6 years between 2006 and 2012, described differences between Page and Pichai when speaking to Business Insider in October. Yeah, there's... I'm going to see what this other link says. Because that might be important to see what the differences are. Let's see. Google's phone has just hit a massive reset. Okay, this was an earlier story. Google's founders has just hit the massive reset button. In a press release sent out Monday afternoon, co-founder Larry Page renamed it, reorganized the company. Google has now turned into a subsidiary of a bigger company named Alphabet. Alphabet will be the parent company that oversees new initiative that Google has been launching as of late. Sandy Pichai is now the CEO of Google. Pichai has been running Google since October of last year. Excuse me, I'm tired. In a release, Page praises Pichai by saying, quote, "It is clear to us and our board, that it is time for Sundar to be CEO of Google. I feel very fortunate to have someone as talented as he is to run the simply slimmed Google, and this frees up me to continue the scale of our aspirations. Additionally, Odmid Kostanchi has been chief of business officer, is stamping down. He'll be an advisor of Alphabet and Google. While this is a bit confusing and overwhelming, it's plenty of sense for Google to refashion itself. The company has been getting bigger and bigger for the last few years. Alright, so here's what Page lays out priorities for Alphabet, this new head company. Getting more ambitious things done. Okay. Taking a long-term view. Empowering great entrepreneurs to... Oh, sorry. I shouldn't fall asleep on it. How professional of me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to fall asleep on it. I'm so sorry. Seriously, though, investing at the large scale of opportunities and resources we see, improving transparency and oversight of what we're doing, making Google even better through greater focus, and hopefully as a result of this, improving the lives of people, as many people as we can. Oh, well, you know, that's, you're hopeful, right? Again, I'm sorry, I fell asleep. Live on air. I to apologize for that. I shouldn't do that, should I? I mean, it's good on Google for it needs to reinvent itself, but I just think that does it need to launch a whole new company to kind of be? Does it have to launch a new company to be kind of, it's, what I'm saying is, do the Google initiatives have to be its own sort of company, but now they're going to be Alphabet, initiatives while Google is going to stay focused on its products. But what my point is, if Google decides to branch out in developing new products, is Alphabet going to do that? Or is that something that Google is going to have to try and manage without any of that kind of product development role? It sounds like they're taking the product development out of Google and spinning it off to be its own thing. And, I mean, by the way, the thing with playing Shuffle the News is that you kind of have to make opinions up on the spot. So I haven't researched this, so what a surprise. Dale hasn't researched things, so surprise. But the thing is, taking product inventions, innovations out of a company and spinning it off into its own thing, that makes two things. One, that makes Google not have the innovation that it needs to develop current products. Second of all, Alphabet can now take the stuff that's not necessarily tied to Google, rebrand it and resell it, first of all. Second of all, it can go way and beyond what Google was going to do with Alphabet stuff, if you know what I'm saying. I'm saying that while Google, it's taking product development out and spinning it off into its own thing. But, I mean, we have to move on because we've got a bit more. I want to maximize my time here. But the thing is, I want to... Taking product and initiative out of an organization, I mean, I'm a marketing student, so this kind of hits home. That's why I'm spending so much time on it, and this is why it's a 15-minute segment, not a 5-minute segment. But the thing is, and that's just geeky terms, but the thing is, taking product and initiative out of something, that's what gives you competitive advantage. If you take competitive advantage out of an organization, you're just like everyone else, and you don't want to be like everyone else because, yeah, there's enough of generic people in the show, which is, you know, rich for me to say. But we're closing the door on... We're closing the door on this one. We're closing the door on this one. I could spend all night on this if I researched it properly, but we're closing the door on this one. Are we shuffling the news? Yeah, well, let's shuffle the news one final time for the night. That's right, we're shuffling the news. Shuffling the news. Let's shuffle that news deck. Oh, yes. Oh, what? Hang on. Oh, 19 minutes ago. Okay, here we go. Wow, this is live on air. Holy crap. All right, so what the heck? North Korea is trending. Yangon was killed after disagreeing with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un on his forestation policy, according to South Korean news agency Yonhap. What? Okay. Let's read the post from the ABC 19 minutes ago, which 20 minutes ago now that caused the shuffle, after the shuffle occurred. North Korea's Vice Premier Chloe Yong-gon has been executed for voicing frustration at policies of leader Kim Jong-un, South Korea's Yonhap news agency says. The execution of 63-year-old former delegate of North Korea corruption marks another death of a senior official in a series of high-level pledges since Kim Jong-un took charge in late of 2011. Oh, that's... That's a lot. North Korea, another post by the Iran, North Korea's Vice President Chloe Kung-yeon death is, if confirmed, would be the second report of this year, confirmed, of course, by the story above. Defense Minister Yong Hae-yeon Young-kol was said to be executed in April by anti-aircraft fire for dozing off during formal military rallies. Huh. Wow. Okay. Wow. It sounds like North Korea. Wow. It's got... Wow. Okay. Oh, wow. We got one developing story on GLS Live. I mean, wow, that's just... Okay, didn't expect that when I... Didn't expect that when I shuffled the news, but when you... When you shuffle the news, you don't... Yeah, don't really expect that. Let me do one final story before we head off out of here. There's one left. Chinese yen expects sharp fall, long-term depression likely. People's Bank of China announced its second devaluation of the currency in 2 days. Chinese central bank cuts its daily reference. Excuse me. By 1%, another 1% Wednesday, following a record of 1.9% devaluation on Tuesday, news outlet reports. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? Oh, really? Really? Okay. Alright, I'm... Okay. One person decides that it's appropriate to say the following on social network. And we've got one new update. Here we go. I don't want... I'm not naming this person. But while we are consumed with Jenner and lions, North Korean vice president executed by firing squad. Really? Really? Okay. I just think that, you know, not all people are consumed by those issues, but some people have weird priorities. That's all I'm saying, but not everyone. Putting everyone in the one basket is a hate of mine. And when I see it, I'm just like, oh, really? You're putting everyone in that basket? By the way, I just want to point out, Cecil the Lion and Kate and Jenna were at no time during shuffles on this program were they kind of, you know, were they mentioned in trending at all. But we're closing the door on this story. And I forgot to do that with the Kim Jong-un story. Yeah, the currency in China, it's not looking good. People Bank of China, depreciated nearly 2% against the US dollar yesterday as a result of a change in policy that could spark a currency war in Asia. Ooh, no. You know, Chinese, it's boomed, and I have a good odd saying. Before we round out, before we go on out of here, if you're boomed, you're doomed. And I know I'm gonna get a whole lot of hate mail for that, but it's so true, right? Just look at the mining resource boom here. It boomed, and now people are doomed because, for the most part, they're out of a job because there's no longer a boom for them to participate in. First, they boom. Now, they're doomed. You know what I'm saying? Like, first it booms, now they're doomed. It's the way it goes. It's arguably the correct way to think about that. Arguably the correct way to do it, think about that. Because if there's a resource boom... It's supply and demand, really, if you think about it. But some people don't think it, by people thinking that we're all consumed by lions and Caitlyn Jenner. I refrained myself there. Did you see that? You saw that on camera. The people watching the video version would pay close attention to me touching my nose 3 times and winking at the camera. But audio listeners, I refrained myself from saying something really, really naughty on a PG-rated show. But anyway... Anyway, super. But yeah, there's a boom. There's a demand. People fulfill that demand by supplying. And when there's no longer demand, there's oversupply, and you have to chop back your supply to fit the new demand. you oversupply something, no one wants it because we got too much. And for the fact is, well, what's the point of oversupplying if the demand's not there anyway? You can the thing is, you have to seek where the demand is and kind of go around that. But the thing is, the Chinese currency is where I was going with that. The Chinese currency, there's no demand for it. There's no demand for it. Therefore, there shouldn't be. The supply of it is going to decrease naturally. You know what I mean? It's a natural thing as well, and everything comes in waves. So this is just something that's happening for the next wave. So, a digress. Anyway, well, that was fun, wasn't it? I mean, we had mic difficulties. Excuse me. I just coughed. Yay. We had mic difficulties at the top of the show, and now,
you know,
it's all subsided. But you know, it's fun. I want to do this. I'm messing around. I'm not messing with the show. I'm messing with the show, man. I'm messing with the format. No, how dare you mess with my format, dude. How dare I mess with the format of my own program.
Oh, no.
But I want to do a poll to see where people's, and there was a moth that just did a shit in my coffee. Great. But I want to take a poll on see how where people stand on particular things. That's going to be the show title, by the way. There was a moth took a dump in my coffee. But where people stand on things, if they want to do more shuffle shows, if this hour show thing is a thing that people want, or they want me to shut up and do more half-hour shows, I'm happy to do more half-hour shows if that's what people want. 2 half-hour shows or 1 hour show, depends on what you guys want. So I want to do a poll later on the week, maybe, to see where people want this show to go on, because I want to do a different direction with this show. Maybe I just do a hodgepodge every week, see what I feel like. But a moth taking a dump in my coffee is really, really irritating, so I must say. But anyway, thank you everyone for joining us. It's 10:59, and you know what that means. That means we have to get on out of here. So thank you everyone for joining us on this wild shuffle adventure. And we'll see you all next week for Why Don't Know What, because that's how I roll. Thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Listening to a program of the Chef Wonder Media Network. For this and other shows, visit chefwondermedia.net.
This has been a Geek.io production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek. Geek. Geek.